Hey guys, we are live with the Nitty Gritty Dirt Show that was supposed to take place yesterday. I'll explain why it didn't. So we are doing it live on my YouTube channel, podcast on a poll / the Dirty Sheets. I am the dirt side of the show, and I am the show because you can't really do the show without me, as you probably found out. And we are missing Mr. Nitty and Gritty. He's not here. And I've replaced him with my colleague from the Dirty Sheets, Mr. Cav Manning.
Hello. I do the Lingus Mafia podcast, as most of you know, that actually listen to all of our nonsense. So I'm going to guide Billy through his news. Do you want to first tell us why you weren't on the regular show in the first place?
Yeah, I wasn't on the show because I got bitten by one of these fucking horseflies that are around. I didn't know what a horsefly was. I know all about it today. But everybody seemed to tell about it, turned around and went, I got bitten by a horsefly, thinking, you know, it would be like, I would have to explain there's these things going around this summer. And everyone's like, oh, yeah, that's horrible. I've been bitten by that. Yeah. So it's like everybody knew what it was. So I tell Russo about this, and I tell him a good like two and a half hours before the show. So he doesn't respond to me at all. So I think like, you know, this is fine. This is probably going to be fine. That we're still going to be on for the I say I'm going to be, which is only about, I believe, said I was going to be on 2 hours later, and that was just to be safe. I actually got home way before that from the hospital. They'd seen it all before, so they just gave me some bite cream and some antibiotics. But he didn't respond to me at all. So I texted him later on and said, "Are we still doing the show?" He went, "No, I did it already." So I was like, "How did you do a new show without me?" He was like, "Oh, I just read out rest." He goes, "I work on a tight schedule. I need notice." At which point I said to him, "Yeah, sorry, next time I'm going to get bitten by a horsefly, I'll let you know beforehand. So, it was kind of like frosty. I'm sure I'll be fine because like I've had a couple of these with Russo over the last year, 15 months. And
I was going to say over the last 3 weeks.
Oh, yeah, so two of them have been more recent, and then previously we've had a couple before, but it's not a big deal. Like, I'm not fussed about it. The thing is, the only reason I even wanted to do show is because like that show doesn't come together with me like reading out a couple of text messages or whatever. Like, I gotta fucking put that show together. Wrestling news isn't what it was like years ago or during the Attitude Era. So, you know, you have to like fish around. You have to like talk to like 3-4 people just to get 3-4 bits. So yeah, it takes an effort to put that show together. And obviously the main part is all the news is right. There's continuously shit happening on WWE that's right. I was the guy saying don't count your chickens with Lashley and Brock Lesnar happening. Lashley and Brock Lesnar happening because he's being kept back for Roman Reigns in case The Rock can't do WrestleMania. And obviously now The Rock probably can do WrestleMania because they're moving that forward. I was a guy that told people about this Happy Corbin thing. I was a guy that told people that Becky's coming in on top and that Fox wanted both Brock and Becky because Fox had been fucked over by not having Brock and Becky and by the fact that WWE signed with Peacock and the fact that WWE let CM Punk go to AEW after Fox had put them two together. So lots of stuff for me came to fruition this week. Did I mention Happy Corbin?
You did just now. Yeah, you said it. And you had said about the copyright before that they had sent out some copyrights for the name Happy Corbin back right in the day.
Yes. Yeah, so I've sent the YouTube link out now, so we should have some people watching or some people catching up with the show anyway, because, I've done it. So you guys can listen to this, obviously, here live. You can watch this video. If you don't like watching videos, like, we're posting this on our podcast feed as well. So this will be out on the Dirty Sheets. We've had a massive amount of downloads this week. I may talk to Cav back around to going weekly. Although I think you think the surprise podcasts work better. Like, just the whole not having a day and just dropping
it. I think they do. I think they're more special. It's when we have something to talk about instead of the, okay, the show sucks again. Let's talk about what is shitty about it. Now it's like there's a reason for it. So somebody would be hungry to hear what we have to say when it comes down to it. I do like that. And when also, we're going to have special guests, that sure as fuck helps too.
Yeah, also we are going to be having our head focused on the NFL stuff as well over the next month. Because so if you want to get all of my official NFL stuff, it's over at lockbetting.com. I've just had recorded my 99th month of transparent track profit. So in September, I'm going for the 100th. So I haven't had a losing month now for 8 years and 3 months. So I'm going for 8 years and 4 months and my 100th month in a row. So that's where all our official NFL stuff is over, is happening. But if you just want to hear me and Kav preview it, we are going to be putting AFC preview on the dirty sheets. And we'll have more information about where we can find our NFL for the rest of the year. Kav, am I coming across clearly? Because on the StreamYard bar, I've only got like 2 bars out of 3.
You are popping here and there. It's a little bit of that robot voice here and there.
I'm not a fan of this platform at all.
You know what's funny is I'm going to have to take from this to put the audio for the podcast, because as I was doing GarageBand, it was giving me a problem where I have to reset the computer and I'm not resetting it while we're doing this. So I'm just going to take the audio from our YouTube here to put that on there.
So, I'll tell you what I'm a fan of is the way I don't notice it like in the mirrors that my Aaron Rodgers is looking distinguished.
I was thinking, I go, that mustache is dark where all the rest you could see through a little bit. But if you want to do the Aaron Rodgers, other than, you know, have one dick in one hand, you got to have to shave everything except for the fireman gay man's mustache. That's what I think it looks good.
I've gone for fireman's mustache with 5 to 7 day growth depending around it. So
I thought that was 8:45 shadow for you. It grows back that quick.
I'm not a Taliban for that.
So do we want to start off with, you gave a little bit of this on the last Dirty Sheets podcast that we did when we had Conan and Disco, and for you of the, right, those of you who didn't listen, go listen to that. But we were talking about Sasha, why she wasn't at SummerSlam. So do you want to go over that, touch on that a little bit, since we already explained, but go for it.
Yeah, I mean, it's on detail over at the sheets, because I don't want to really go over those COVID rules. First of all, my phone is set up for different stories. I'll have one quick go at it and see if I can bring it up. Otherwise, I'm just going to basically give you the gist of what the rules are, which are basically you can't do anything, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can't go out to certain places. You can't. They're making it so you just say fuck it. It's easier to get the shot.
Yeah. All right. I got it anyway, so it doesn't matter. So we will do it. We will do it in a thorough way. So what happened with Sasha Banks is that she doesn't have COVID. This is what I'm reported. Oh, Sasha got COVID, and she obviously decided to, that she had to, they obviously pulled her from the match because she kept failing tests or whatever. There's so much bullshit out there. And the thing is that when people get all of this shit wrong, like this week they said, oh, Becky's going to be a full-fledged heel, and Karrion Kross is on a losing streak until Scarlett comes back. None of that is true. But then they never say why it's not true. There's this week, Sean Ross Sapp, that moron, has come out and said, oh, Brock Lesnar's got a 1.5-year deal for at least 8 matches. Well, we are the only ones who accurately reported the Brock deal throughout. And I'm going to get to that at the end of the show, because I know people love hearing about Brock. And I've actually managed to get through shows and kill 5 to 10 minutes on shows by simply just repeating Brock Lesnar's contract on shows over and over, and people want to hear about it. So we'll talk about Brock at the end. But in this Sasha situation, what she did was she broke the rules and they got Becky Lynch in to replace her. Now, initially, the rule break happened the week before, which is why her and Bianca missed out on house shows, because Bianca had been around Sasha and Sasha had been a rule breaker. So they both had to miss the show. So that was what happened with Bianca missing it. Through the next 7 days, Sasha and Bianca were not around each other. So Bianca was allowed to work SummerSlam. And Sasha went home, obviously, to isolate for those 7 days, but did not come back for the SmackDown or SummerSlam. And the reason being was simply because she says she doesn't want to be held to these COVID rules, because she doesn't feel like it's fair or possible that she does. So the COVID rules that she has an issue with are this. If you have had the, in relation to COVID testing, if you have had the vaccine, there is no daily testing required. If you are unvaccinated, there has to be daily testing. In relation to masks, if you are vaccinated, they are not required at the facility or during travel. The facility will include the hotel, and this is why there was a breach. Unvaccinated people are not required to wear masks at the facility. If you are vaccinated, you do not need to social distance. No distancing required with other vaccinated individuals. So the vaccinated must still social distance from the unvaccinated, or the unvaccinated must stay away from the vaccinated, which makes it very difficult to lay out a match, I would assume. Maybe you got to phone them up to do the match, and then you got to meet them in the ring.
And then you got to see them face to face anyway. So yeah, okay. Yeah.
The unvaccinated must remain physically distant from others. Travel. Unvaccinated people may not leave the hotel to eat or interact with people outside their traveling party. Wow. The vaccinated people have no restrictions. As Cab said, this is completely geared towards making you get the vaccination. Someone's put here, you're not allowed to use this water fountain. I think that's going back to the joke where the black people were not allowed to drink from the
hands
of the white people. I put comments on here, so you may get some trolls, but you may get some funny guys as well. And for social life, vaccinated people have no restrictions, and the unvaccinated may not go to bars, clubs, house parties, concerts, etc. Obviously, this is just ridiculous, and it's just there to show you how much they're pushing you to get vaccinated and how serious they are, but I don't think they can police this at all. What they can police is the breach of may not leave the hotel to eat or interact with people outside your traveling party. And I believe that Sasha Banks interacted with Kalisto is what, but that's not confirmed.
Huh. And Kalisto is vaccinated then?
Doesn't matter, because she's not allowed to.
She's not allowed to see anybody that's on the other side. It's like
she's allowed to come. She's allowed to come with her husband or any. She's allowed to declare a traveling party, mm-hmm. which will be given two rooms. But she's not allowed to mix with the non-traveling party.
Do we know who else has not gotten that shot? Because it always seems to be just her. Is she the only one in here?
That's the assumption, and you're right to say that. But it's actually like a third of the company.
Okay, but everyone else just goes by the rules.
Yeah, I think you can get like an idea from it, like when you look around the TV. I mean, Riker's gone from TV, and he was very much a Trumper. So you assume he's one of them.
See, that's what's weird to me. It's like it always goes with that people that aren't getting the shots are more Trump people, which I think they are. But at the same time, he's out there telling people to get the shot.
And I hate that because I don't like Trump and I'm anti-vax. For me, it's about the, you know, the doctors and people coming out
putting
and saying
chemical into yourself. Yeah. So, yeah, it is weird because it's always like the southern states over here, which are very hillbillied out. And, you know, so that's where that comes from with this. When it comes down to Becky coming back, what were the plans originally for her and how did this come about that she took over for Sasha?
Yeah, so the original plans, which they've been hinting at on television for a few weeks, was to come out and to challenge Charlotte after Charlotte had won. So the return was supposed to be SummerSlam. There were stories out saying that this was supposed to be kept back for the draft. It wasn't, because once you know that CM Punk's coming back on AEW, you want to counter that with as much as you can. Plus, as I've mentioned, there was a need to appease Fox, who they've really pissed off over the last year. So they now have Becky and Brock Lesnar. But the idea was here to come out and confront Charlotte. Obviously, that gives the USA network something. I forget what happened recently where they pissed off USA. It's not in my notes, but I need to think about that, because recently they did something that USA were not happy about. And USA will be even less happy about Becky and Brock being over there. But you have to like satisfy two people. And the likelihood of renewing the USA deal is far bigger than renewing the Fox deal. So Becky was supposed to come out and challenge Charlotte. Charlotte would have dropped the belt to Becky, I assume, at Extreme Rules and moved on to the Queen of the Ring tournament. And I think her winning that would have revolved around these contract negotiations that she has. Now, the WWE like to put people under contract on some specific dates. September the 1st, after you've worked SummerSlam. May the 1st, which usually means you've worked WrestleMania and you can leave afterwards. Or January the 1st, just because it's very, very clean. You don't really find contract expirations happening on other dates unless people, you know, were signed or bought to main roster from NXT specifically at that time. But even if you're a Shield, for example, coming up to the main roster, like they did in November 2012, they still worked NXT deals for 6 weeks until contracts were given on January the 1st, 2013. So it's very clean the way it's done. Deals are also 1 year, 3 year, or 5 year. So you don't have many 2 or 4 year deals in two or four year deals in there. It's just weird. It's just the odd numbers. And yeah, they usually expire on these specific dates. A la Adam Cole being available now. So or being available this coming week. So yeah, there's all that to factor in. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with Charlotte now. She is the champion. There are people on that show she can drop it to. They can also do the draft. And as for Becky, she's not a heel. She's Conor McGregor. As I said, when someone said she was going to be a heel, well, Conor McGregor's not a heel. He's a guy that says shit to react and loads of people act like it. I wish we did the show yesterday because on SmackDown, she said, I want to take this time to say sorry to absolutely no one, which is Conor McGregor saying, I'd like to take this time to apologize for absolutely no one. So believe this or not, I had this in my notes before yesterday's promo. In fact, Cav knows that because the timestamp of this is 8:56 UK time yesterday when these notes were finished. So yeah, that's exactly what she's doing.
And wasn't she always this way, though? I mean, she was always that when she got into that character, the badass that was, she was the female Austin. So it wasn't the bad guy, good guy. It was just she did what was good for her and fuck you. And people liked it.
And people liked it, yeah. I mean, obviously, eventually they put her up against heel opponents as we move forward. And there were times where she was attacked from behind, etc. If you're looking at the situation with Shayna. But yeah, obviously you have to start here with Bianca. I wouldn't be surprised, and I don't know this for a fact because I don't think they know this, what they're doing yet, but I would be surprised if they come to the decision that Becky has to beat Bianca again, and then Bianca goes over to Raw, and then they can do the whole Black Women's Champion thing on Raw whilst having Becky as the champion on SmackDown, whereas Becky was supposed to be on Raw and Bianca was supposed to get a longer run on SmackDown. They can now swap them over and do it on the other side. Plus, I'm far more interested when we get to Mania with Sasha and Becky doing something together because they're the two top women for me, as opposed to Bianca doing anything. But, you know, Bianca can easily go there and beat Charlotte on Charlotte's way out if Charlotte doesn't sign a new deal. Or if she does, Bianca can chase Charlotte to WrestleMania. Because as much as I'm not high on women's wrestling, I do think that there's interest in Sasha versus Becky done properly and Bianca versus Charlotte done properly. So I do think they could get something there, especially if Ronda is not doing the Dallas show. Don,
Do you have any idea of when this Queen of the Ring is happening? Because of course they don't tell us a thing until day before practically.
King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring is both concluding in Saudi.
So it's on Raw or SmackDown all the way up to the, so it's not like here's a pay-per-view for it.
No, I don't know whether they don't know because they don't know how they're going to fill the card yet. They're still talking to people to be on that card. Obviously, you're going with Lashley versus Goldberg and Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns. So underneath that, everything else, I think a full tournament would be lost. I mean, you're looking at the women's king, Queen of the Ring would be 7 matches. And the men's King of the Ring would be 7 matches if done in the old school proper way. Mm-hmm. Even if you did semis and a final, that's 6. So you still wouldn't need much else.
Yeah, I've never been the fan of them taking it away from a pay-per-view and doing qualifying matches each week to see who gets it. And I'm like, that's not King of the Ring. The whole point is to do it all in one night and show that you could roll the entire night.
Yeah. So, I mean, the Queen of the Ring is weird. I think the plan is to like, to cut her hands off as soon as she wins for daring to try to win. For Derek to try and call herself a queen. It's very weird, but it's also very much, I think that, I believe, sorry, I keep pulling my head out. It's so fucking hot here. and like this particular strand of hair is like dripping into my eye. It's like boiling in there. It's because of this light that I've got. I've got a real professional setup here now.
Except for the room that echoes, ladies and gentlemen, which you all complain about. We know. You got to get in a closet of some sort with Nyla Rose, but get in a closet so you have like soundproofing shit around you. Like this room is filled with so much shit, you're not hearing an echo at all, but you're in a pretty, like you have brick wall. You have the walls that are semi-bare. There's not that are covered out of your mind out there. So you're going to have some echo.
Yeah, you sound like Mike Durbin, like a guy on the brand, like who hates me for not having a mic. He's always like attacking. He's always attacking me for how my shows sound all the time.
I hear it constantly. I get tweets. I get people that message me on texting me. They go, "How come, Bill?" I go, "I know, I know, I know." But I'm like, one day I'm gonna make you get the Rodecaster Pro, like me and Russo have with our great, you know, drops that we have on here, where I could do. All this kind of stuff and a nice microphone that you can, whole room. This is your profession. You need a studio room for this and make it fucking nice and crystal clear. That's what I think's next for you.
Oh, for the SGP show, I go and I always do it under my bed covers.
See that? So you care more about that show than you do about this. Very clear. I used to do that too. I used to throw a fucking, back in the old days, my old apartment, me and Robbie, we'd be sitting under a fucking blanket, fucking sweating to death. So
pay me seven times more and I'll look for me, this is all like this setup. Like even the wall behind me is decorated with a gap, which the idea was to sit between it.
Oh, but I'm, meanwhile, I'm adding more TVs to this room, so I'll have six TVs for football season.
You're sick with that. You're sick with that football shit. Like with the fucking, I don't know how you even
love it.
Concentrate. You don't even like heavily gamble.
Not heavily. No. So on, are we done with that one? Because I got another one for you after this.
Yeah. Well, we'll move on to this. Okay. This iconic story. Right?
Yes, please do tell me the iconic story because I've been waiting for them to pop up somewhere else. What's the story with them?
Yeah, this is a quick one, but we'll move on from this one quickly. Well, in fact, there's a few bits here. We'll move on quickly and we'll discuss these last two in more detail. So the Iconics now got their visas. So they were people that were fired with W. So the way it works is that you need to come in and if you want to work and be self-employed, you need to be like approved for your visa. If you want to come to the US and be self-employed, that's very, very rare because the only way they would do that is if the country needs you. So if you want to go there and be like a solicitor or a doctor, an independent doctor or a psychologist or whatever, it's normally like if the USA or Canada, if they need you, they'll let you in. Like they don't need you, independent pro wrestlers, right? So the way that works is that AEW or WWE have to already give you a job and it's called like sponsorship. So they were there as a sponsor without making an individual application for their visa in terms of saying, hey, we're actual individual celebrities now who have been on this product for a while with our verified Twitter accounts. And we have a real media presence independently in the US, which is what you need to do. It's their fault, right? But WWE fired them before they had these independent contractor visas. So basically, they sat on the sidelines for a while without having any income or anything, waiting for their visas so that they could actually come in and they should actually come in and work. So now they've got those visas and they've stayed in the US and got them. They are now rebranding themselves as Inspiration, and they will be appearing on indie shows together. There's no interest in them from AEW or from TNA. So that's probably why they're doing this as well, because I think had one of those companies given them their sponsor, given them the sponsorship, then they probably, you know, then they would not probably, they would have been able to stay and start working. They would have taken it, because doing this independent stuff and the podcast they're doing, and that's another thing. They couldn't even register to get paid for their own podcast that they were doing. Like, they couldn't make any money from it. I mean, that's pretty straightforward. You set up a podcast with a company and you don't clear the funds. Like, you leave it like what we do, a podcast and a poll. Like, we're leaving all the money there for our honeymoon together. So that's what they're doing. That's what they're trying to do.
I'm really surprised the husband couldn't at least pull a string or say, hey, do you, I mean, Tony Khan has hired everybody. So, yeah. I mean, and that would be one I would actually get if I was him, because they're known. I would think he could put her in that little group with Spears as the hot girl in the group. You know, it would work. They could do something with that, but.
Okay. Yeah, I don't think he has the stroke, though, to be honest. I think he's lucky to have his job.
I was just going to say he's lucky to be there. Yeah.
Someone said here, what do you make of Juve losing? I'm not happy about that. And what happened to the Bellas' comeback to win the tag titles? Well, I'm not 100% sure that will happen, because the issue with that is that Daniel Bryan isn't there and Total Bellas isn't in the show anymore. So whilst WWE were counting...
Is Total Bellas done?
I think so. I think it's like totally, yeah.
Oh, I had that was a great review show when that was on. That was one of my best review shows, because I was screaming the whole fucking time.
Yeah, so that was the last season. So that was one of when Daniel Bryan knew that was one of his contractual obligations, was to do Total Bellas during his contract. I believe had Total Bellas come on for his wife's sake, he would have stayed, and he would have stayed at his WWE job, which was about to turn into a very part-time contract whilst being one of the road agents and one of the creative team on SmackDown. So that was what Daniel Bryan was doing. He was already on the creative team on SmackDown. He was involved, but he was getting a deeper role. Through that role, he had pitched for Nikki Bella to come on board as being the sort of the head of the women's creative.
You and imagine.
This is her dream job. Like, she wanted to work on creative for years, and Daniel Bryan fixed it for her. But Daniel Bryan isn't there, because she was going to be working with Daniel Bryan. In terms of, so it was going to be a trio of Bryan and Tyson Kidd and Nikki Bella sort of putting together the women's stuff. And then Bryan would also branch out to work with other people there on the show, including my guy, who I've mentioned is now the head writer. But yeah, that's not come to fruition. Without Daniel Bryan, I think you can already see with Nikki's comments when she went to the SummerSlam red carpet, where she turned around and said that there was nothing good that pleased her on SummerSlam, and the way they treated Bianca was disgusting. I took that as a translation of fuck you, because I'm not getting my job that I always wanted. So,
yeah, and you know, where she's running around with I have ideas and I'm a talent, she is a woman that has been told her whole life by guys and everybody who wanted to get with her, oh, you're so smart, you're so talented, and they tell them what they want to hear.
We say that on our show.
You're gorgeous. It's 100%.
You say that about Lana Dawson. You say everybody told her she's a really talented dancer.
They say you're brilliant. Oh my God! Because how many women have you said that to, Bill? Oh my God! I can't believe how talented you are. Where you're like, give me a fucking break. And everyone has told her a million times, over and over, how talented she is.
As your girlfriend,
she thinks she has a fucking talent.
Has your girlfriend ever pointed out another girl and said, oh, look how she's really beautiful, isn't she?
Yeah, she said, oh, she's pretty or something like that. Yeah, but and I'll agree if it's the case. I'll point out other problems with the woman most likely.
No. Yeah, but it's not a celebrity. Like, I'm talking like a girl in real life.
No, that's very rare. That's very rare. And it's a thin line to walk. Because I gotta go, who? I didn't even notice that person. But this thing with the Nikki, I mean, even when it came to the wrestling shit, and I'm like, do people really believe they are Hall of Fame? Do you really think they belong to go into the Hall of Fame?
I think they're absolutely fine to go into the Hall of Fame. Like, once there's people in there where Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the problem. When there's cocoa in there, you go, well, how could you keep anybody the fuck out?
You always go to cocoa, but like,
yes,
the Bellas are more important than Molly Holly. No matter how much they like people like her in wrestling and whatnot, you know, they've done more. I mean, they got their own spin-off TV show. Like Total Divas was really about the Bellas when it started as well. So,
I mean, would this happen if they weren't twins that wrestled? I don't think so. Not even they a are, little bit.
The facts are the fact. Yeah, individually, I don't think any of them would have had a career. But yeah, but the fact is they are twins. Like, you can't say, would this happen if this, that, and the other. The facts are that they are twins, so they've utilized that to have real Hall of Fame careers. I mean, the digs they took don't hurt. So, I mean, I don't know how big they are, but I assume they don't hurt. Like, they don't hurt career-wise.
Well, from what we heard from Sonny is that Dolph's is curved to the side. So, you know, and Dolph was with Nikki before the implants. So that's why he was trying to probably get back with her. You have news on a new pay-per-view.
I do, yeah. New pay-per-view. This is out. This is actually widely out now, which is why I'm going to gloss over. It's a new pay-per-view called Day One, and it happens on January the 1st in Atlanta. Atlanta. Atlanta's a girl, I know. I don't know why I just mentioned
really? It. Really? Her name is Atlanta?
Her name's Atalanta with an A.
Oh, wow. Is that a stripper?
Yeah, well, no, it's, yeah, you want it. It's one, it is one of those like topless phones. No, yeah, one of those girls that shake her tits on the TV. So yeah, she's they are gonna be in Atalanta on January 1st for the new pay-per-view called Day One. Anything to say about that?
Yeah, I mean,
before the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, that's. I am not a fan of two pay-per-views per month, and I'm not a fan of the whole crown jewel deal.
Where the champion comes out with Santa, like that's the way you. That's the way you finish the shows in December. Do you remember that? We did that with Brett and Diesel.
The only one that like sticks in my head that was good is I remember when Paul Bearer was they were beating the shit out of Undertaker, and they said season's beatings, dead man. That's the only one I remember other than Santa Claus and shit like this that were horrible.
Santa Claus Corporation, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then it was Baby New Year. We had a Big Show and Goldust were doing baby gimmicks. This is what this has come down to. After that, give me something about what's going on with Samoa Joe.
To hear the second half of this show and to hear Billy's answer, go to YouTube and type in podcast on a pole and you will get the second half of everything that was discussed on today's show. That's right. We're just trying to get more views. So we're making you do the work. See you later.